Hello, George here with just a boo about computer issues. Overall, I had a good Easter weekend, and it was pretty good, although it wasn't so good for my computer, particularly my desktop computer. It had been behaving a little oddly from time to time. It would start up and then occasionally I'd lose my speech for whatever reason and not be able to get it back without having to do a hard shutdown. I've got a reset key on there, so I had to use that. Or sometimes it would come up and there'd be something. I use a Microsoft Security Essentials as my antivirus, and it would threaten to go offline in 30 days if I did not resolve, as it put it, this issue, which I was not able to figure out what this issue was. And so I'd do virus scans and run the program I had for getting rid of malware, which was SpyBot. And it would seem to be all right for a while. But this last time I was working on something and it actually shut down, gave me a message about a system and controller app having to shut down. And if I was in the middle of something, I'd lose any work connected with that. Kind of scary. And it shut down all right. Thankfully, I didn't lose control of my screen reader, but all I could do was restart the computer at that point. I could not access anything. Of course, I had an error report to fill out. It was able to do that much, but it was not able to open Internet Explorer to get the website, which the error report was suggesting I go to for information about the problem. So I had to contact a couple people who are more computer savvy than myself. Turns out that I had a Trojan on my machine, which is nasty. Something along the lines of something like win32small.ca, something like that. I guess it's a known Trojan. And the only reason I knew that much was because the information sort of in the middle of all this mess was telling me that I had to remove this virus. And these computer people that I knew of, well, one of them suggested doing a repair on the disk, which I had to do, and discovered, thankfully, that, and amazingly, that WindowEyes will actually work in the command prompt, which essentially deals with DOS. I'm running Windows XP, just for the info.